All right, we're over at the Bellevue office of Microsoft. And tell me who you are and what you do here.
I'm Stephanie Horstmansoff, and I work at Bing. I'm the senior managing editor for the LiveSite team.
And I'm Kristen Dean. I'm the managing editor for the Bing homepage.
And I've been on a search looking for the people who pick the pictures for the front page of Bing. And that's what you do?
That is what we do.
Technically, that's what I do. She helps a little bit.
A little bit.
Tell me how Bing came to have daily photos on the site.
It was actually an idea that happened when we were live search. It was the first time we ever did it. It was July 2008. And it was a crazy, wacky idea that they had to basically just differentiate our homepage from the competition. So we wanted to get away from the stark white image, or stark white background, and so we came up with the idea of doing a full bleed photo.
And what was the first photo?
It was a man in a very shallow canoe, I think he was in the Serengeti, poling the canoe.
And do you remember the first image that was used on Bing?
Yes, it was an image of Denali National Park.
Nice. Microsoft uses Denali in a lot of names.
Yes,
or conference
do.
Rooms and products. Nice. And how are the Bing photos curated? What's the process that you go through?
So we actually plan really far in advance. I'll start looking maybe 3 months ahead of time what the events are, what's interesting seasonally, and just start plotting the calendar from there. We work with partners in our media acquisition team. And we say, go out and find, you know, pictures for Father's Day, pictures for various events that we promote on the holidays on the homepage. And from there, we have a monthly image review meeting, and we vote. It's very democratic. We vote them yes, and we vote them no.
Nice. How many people are in that meeting?
It's usually about...
It's grown a bit.
Yeah, we have the hotspot writers in there. We have...
The designer. The photo editors.
The photo editors, and me and Stephanie.
Nice. And you said you time them to coincide with big events. So probably, you know, the big holidays and stuff like that. What's the smallest events that you'll pick a picture for?
We'll do fun stuff like Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll do some Independence Days for different countries around the world, and then the big holidays.
So, speaking of animals, tell me a little bit about what happens when an animal pops up. How does the room, is the room receptive to animals? We see them on the front page quite a bit.
Well, it depends on the animal, really.
Yeah.
They tend to be polarizing. People really, they either love them or hate them.
You have one outlier who just doesn't want animals on the front page?
In the image review meetings, yes. There is one person who is known for not loving the animals.
And
yes.
I do want to get on record that you do time these for when we shoot defrag, so you have an animal looking over to the right where I stand, because it seems like we always have an animal there, so...
I don't know. People actually really don't like it when the animals are staring directly out at the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes them a little uncomfortable.
And so, you know, they do seem to be looking towards the right. Do you have to consider the frame of the picture for certain spots? Do you try to keep, like, the left or the right clear, or how do you do that?
We do. We're looking for action in the open part of the frame, so nothing's really happening behind the search bar. So
yeah.
We actually, when we're reviewing images, they're always mocked up in the UI.
And where do the pictures come from?
We work with about 14 different stock agencies, mm-hmm. maybe more, now that we've added video.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically all the big stock agencies are represented.
And employees can submit pictures too?
And every once in a while an employee.
But just average people off the street, you wouldn't use a picture unless they're represented?
Exactly. They have to be through an agency at this point.
Yeah. Great. And... if you're an employee and your picture's used, how many millions do you make off the residuals for that? No,
I
probably not.
I do send you a certificate that
says that's pretty
that
nice.
Your picture will be on the homepage and the date, and it's frameable.
And there's localized versions of Bing, so there's different places around the world where the images will be different, and do they pick their own pictures and for their own holidays and things like that? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's 8 custom homepages around the world staffed by editorial people, and they draft off what we do here in the U.S. We try to always be global. So, you know, we have a global focus, but they will specify it, making it more relevant for their own country, so their own holidays, their, you know, Australia has quite different seasons than we do, so the month of December we have a tendency to do a lot of really wintry, cold images, and that's not necessarily... what the people in Australia are looking for.
So fairly recently we started seeing video, or at least animated pictures, on the front of Bing. Mm-hmm. Are they videos or are they animated GIFs?
They could be either, actually. We have the ability now. We have video files, so the one that was up a couple days ago, the Monument Valley, that was an actual video file. We've had other ones up that start with a static photo, and they do a little bit of magic enhancement. The production team does that, so
nice.
Sort of can add movement to the
clouds.
So it
could be a video or it could be a GIF, and I imagine it's probably pretty tough to make sure the file size is small with the video to make sure you have a fast load.
Yes,
it is
a problem.
Yeah. It is a huge challenge. It is.
And what do you look for when you're picking a video? Do you need to have things in certain spots? Are you looking for something that repeats smoothly, or what?
We're really looking for something that, you know, begs to be in motion, something that's giving it a breath of life. So if it's a picture, if it's a video, and it doesn't really add anything beyond what the image, the still image would give us, we won't use it. But if it's something that really makes it come alive, Monument Valley was a great example because you could see the traffic moving through it. It's a time lapse, so you saw the stars streak across the sky.
And how often do you use video on the page?
A few times a month, whenever it's called for.
Yeah. And what are some of your most memorable or your favorite pictures and videos that have been used?
There's too many. The one that always stands out in my head for the videos is the we had a frog that walked across a branch, but it came in as just a branch, and then the frog came across, and it just looped. So it was this poor little frog just endlessly walking across the branch. And we actually had somebody send us a post on Facebook, a picture of his cat trying to catch that frog. Every time it would go back to, and it would catch it. And it did it for like 45 minutes.
Nice. I think that was used on a commercial too.
It was.
If I remember right.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the frog was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not the cat chasing the frog.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for talking to us about this.
You're welcome.
Thank you.